Thank you for joining me today. We're talking about faith and works. And yesterday I said that after God saves us from sin by his grace alone, through our faith alone, in Christ alone, then we produce good works. And those good works are then valuable to God and to others here on earth. Christian people do good works because we are already saved. We are first justified by God, and then we do good works. We are first made righteous by God, and then we do good works. And listen to this. If someone claims to be saved, if someone claims to have faith alone in Christ alone, and therefore to be going to heaven when he or she dies, but is not doing good works, then that person has a good reason to question their own salvation from sin. Now you say, hold on. I thought you said that if I have faith alone in Christ alone, then I am saved. Yes, but everyone who is genuinely saved will then do good works. If you use faith as an excuse to be disobedient to God and ignore the commands of Christ on your life, then you are not genuinely saved. You just think you are. And that is a scary self-deception because when you die and face the living God, he will be your judge. And trust the Bible. In that moment, you will absolutely want to have genuine saving faith that has produced good works. You want to be saved, and you want to know that you are indeed saved. You want the assurance of salvation. And I talked about James chapter 2 last time and the interaction between faith and works. Today, I want to introduce you to a word that I think is imperative we all understand, and that is the word obey. I will use obedience, another form of that word, as well. The words faith and obey go together. They're like twins. You don't see one without seeing the other. Here's what I mean biblically, or theologically, if you will. Genuine faith in Christ results in obedience to Christ. Genuine faith in Christ results in obedience to Christ. If you say you have faith in Christ, then you know that you're actually saved if that faith in Christ results in obedience to Christ. If someone tells you, oh yes, I have faith in Jesus, then you will know their faith is genuine if there is manifest obedience in the life to the commands of Christ. Anyone can say, I have faith in Jesus, but how do we know if that person is actually saved? It's by their obedience to Christ in their lifestyle that we know if they are actually saved. Genuine faith in Christ resulting in obedience to Christ is the teaching of the Bible. Let's begin by listening to the Apostle Paul write about this, also in the book of Romans. Paul puts faith together with obedience at the very beginning of the letter and at the very end of the letter. Listen now to Romans chapter 1 and the end of verse 4 and beginning of verse 5. I'm reading now what Paul wrote in Romans chapter 1, the end of verse 4, the beginning of verse 5. Jesus Christ, our Lord, through whom we have received grace and apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith among all the Gentiles for his name's sake. Did you catch the phrase, the obedience of faith? If you have your Bible there, circle the phrase, obedience of faith, in verse 5. Now turn all the way over to the end of the book of Romans, the last chapter, chapter 16, and verse 26. I want to read the second part of verse 26. This is Romans chapter 16 and verse 26. The commandment of the eternal God has been made known to all the nations, leading to obedience of faith. There it is again, obedience of faith. Once the commandments of the eternal God have been made known, this leads to the obedience of faith. Do you hear how Paul is putting together faith and obedience? Obedience and faith, they're twins. They go together. Both are significant to the Apostle Paul. And in Romans chapter 6 and verse 17, again Paul puts together faith and obedience. He writes, "But thanks be to God that though you were slaves of sin, you became obedient from the heart to that form of teaching to which you were committed." That's Romans chapter 6 and verse 17. There's the word obedient, and obedient to what? The form of teaching to which you were committed, which is what? It is the gospel, which teaches that salvation is by faith alone, in Christ alone. So this is, again, obedience of faith. And then go with me to Romans chapter 15 and verse 18. By way of context, I will tell you that here, Paul is talking about his ministry of evangelism. And he wants the results of this ministry to be as follows. This is Romans chapter 15 and verse 18. For I will not presume to speak of anything except what Christ has accomplished through me, resulting in the obedience of the Gentiles by word and deed. I'd like you to notice two things here. First, Paul's humility. The only results he wants to talk about are what Christ has done through him. In other words, spiritual fruit in our evangelism is not about what we have done, but rather what Christ has done. Jesus is the one we boast about, not ourselves. Second, what Paul desires in new believers is what? It's obedience by word and deed. Yes, once we have put our faith in Jesus, we are saved, and now we obey Christ with our words and our deeds, with our works. Are you seeing a pattern here? Genuine faith in Christ always results in obedience to Christ. And this same connection between faith and obedience is found in the writing of John, Luke, and whoever wrote the book of Hebrews. Let me just get these scriptures on your mind also as we survey the New Testament a bit. John chapter 3 and verse 36 is a verse I like to use a lot. If you've been tuning in here for a while, you know this. John 3:16 is, of course, very popular, and it's a great verse. But John 3:36 is not popular, and yet it should be. It must be. This is John chapter 3 and verse 36. He who believes in the Son has eternal life, but he who does not obey the Son will not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. There is believes, faith again. If you have faith, if you believe in Jesus, God's Son, then you have eternal life. But if you do not obey Jesus, then you will not see life. The wrath of God, the anger of God, abides on you. As we see from the context of this verse, if you do not obey Jesus, then you do not have faith in him. You do not believe in Jesus Christ. Faith and obedience go together again. Then over in the book of Acts, chapter 6 and verse 7, the author Luke is writing about the expansion or the growth of the early church, and he says this, "The word of God kept on spreading, and the number of the disciples continued to increase greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests were becoming obedient to the faith." That's Acts 6, verse 7, and it sounds an awful lot like Paul. Obedient to the faith. Notice, especially if you would, that priests were becoming obedient to the faith, meaning the Jewish priests that had been serving in the temple are now converting to follow Christ. Faith alone, in Christ alone, saves us from sin, not faith plus religious rituals, temple sacrificial systems. These priests were becoming obedient to faith. They were not counting on their works for salvation. Please notice the emphasis on faith. And then let's go over to the book of Hebrews in the fifth chapter. I'm reading now from Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 9. "And having been made perfect, Jesus became to all those who obey him the source of eternal salvation." Here, the word faith and obey are used interchangeably. Faith is obedience. We initially obey by faith in Jesus Christ, and then we continue to obey Christ until the very day we die and enter his presence in heaven. This is the teaching of Hebrews 5 and verse 9. And then finally, check out what the Bible says about Abraham regarding faith and obedience in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 8. This is Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 8. "By faith, Abraham, when he was called, obeyed, by going to a place which he was to receive for an inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going." That's Hebrews 11 and verse 8. And there it is again. Faith obeyed. Faith and obedience go together. It's like they are synonyms. One pastor put it this way, "Faith obeys." I like that. Faith obeys. It's so true. Jesus put it this way in John chapter 14 and verse 15. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. That's John 14, verse 15. But someone might object, Christians do not obey Christ perfectly. Christians still sin. I know, and I agree. We still sin even after we are saved from our sin by Jesus Christ. We disobey God. But every person that has genuine saving faith will have a direction in their life of obedience. There will be a trajectory of obedience in the life of the true believer. Sin will be of grave concern to us, and we will keep short accounts of our sin with God and with other people. We will be quick to confess our sins to Jesus and invite His forgiveness for it. Sin in our lives will so disturb us that it will disrupt us from carrying on with life as usual and bring us to our knees before our holy God in true repentance. None of us will be perfect in this life, but we will be made perfect in the life to come. Aren't you looking forward to heaven, Christian friends? I certainly am. We will be made perfect. Still, by God's grace, we discipline ourselves in obedience now to our Master Jesus. Every day we ask Him to help us to obey Him. Why? Because we know that obedience and faith go together. This is what the Apostle Paul calls the obedience of faith. How do I know that I am genuinely saved by faith? I obey Christ. Obedience to Christ is the test of true faith. Will you pass the test? Genuine faith in Christ results in obedience to Christ. Today, I've read a lot of scriptures to support this. I'll put all of these references on God Is, W-E-Z-E, Facebook and Twitter. That's God Is, W-E-Z-E. And please join me tomorrow for more of God Is.